I need to show you a picture. And this will be the best way that I can make this point. That's Martin and Gracia Burnham. The guy they're sitting with is one of their abductors. It's from Time Magazine, June of a couple years ago. Martin and Gracia were workers in a missionary team, and he was a pilot. In fact, to go to the next slide, you can see a picture of Martin with their kids earlier. He flew missionaries. And they were very busy, hardworking folks, and some of the other missionaries says, look, we got a little cabin down here on the coast. Let us keep the kids. You guys go down for a weekend. And so they did. Finally took a break. Unfortunately, right at the time that some anti-government right-wing rebels were waiting for some good Christian hostages to show up. The second night they were there, they stormed the little beachfront cabin. They took Martin and they took Gracia. They threw them in a boat, bound their hands up with duct tape. On the shore, there's a shot here of a bunch of guys. I think that's what it probably looked like on the shore. On the shore, these guys were firing their rifles as the boat sped away. For 3 months plus, Martin and Gracia were held hostage. Government soldiers were trying to find them, so they moved them from place to place. And at some points, guns were put to their heads. Some nights, they thought this was their last night. They even took videotape of them. Martin says that he knew they were in trouble when, as they pulled away from the boat, the guys on the shore were firing guns and saying, Allah Akbar! Allah Akbar! Which means, of course, Allah is God. Allah is great. Go ahead, Alan, please. Well, they held them for 3 months. Government soldiers, as I said, trying to find them. I'm hoping if you click on that, you have to go up your clicker to that middle lower one and see if it'll go for you there. Click on that dude and see if it starts. There we go. Martin and Gracia tried to hold their faith together. But their times... Well, here, let me let Gracia Burnham tell you. Go full screen on that if you would.
You can take stage lights down. You never knew when the next gun battle was going to be, and you'd be running and hiking through the mountains, and I'd say time kind of flew. There were times, though, when we thought we were kind of safe from the military and we'd spend a few weeks in one place, and that's when the time just drove by. You just waited for the next hour to be up. Martin is the eternal optimist, and always laughing and always smiling, and he always had a joke. And we encouraged each other in the Lord. We went over and over what we believe. What do we believe? What is true? And we would remind ourselves of the promises of God and the scripture that we knew. I told him, I just don't know how much longer I can do this. I said that every day, you know. I'm sure he got sick of it. He said, today I've just had Psalm 100 in my head, and scripture says to serve the Lord with gladness. And he said, I know that this doesn't seem like serving the Lord, but that's what we're doing. And I think we can serve the Lord with gladness. And we prayed together. Then we laid down for our nap. The soldiers came over the hill and they just opened fire on us. And I was immediately shot in the leg. And I dropped. I just kind of slid down the hill and came to rest beside Martin. And I looked at him, and he was bleeding from his chest. I don't know how long that gun battle lasted, maybe 20 minutes. But by the end of the battle, he was dead. A Black Hawk helicopter came and picked me up and took me off to the hospital. The Lord just gave me a peace to just put that behind me and go on with life. They used to chain Martin at night. And that night when I got in bed, I laid down and I thought, you know what? Martin's not chained. And I was really happy for him. I was happy for him because he was out of there. And we'd gotten to the point where We were just asking God to get us out of there, and we didn't really care how. And so God got us out of there. Now I don't know what I'm supposed to do. But every day I'm going to do what God wants me to do. I'm going to take care of my kids. I'm going to stay close to Him. And He's going to lead me. I know He'll lead me, just like He led me in the jungle.
Sometimes when you're captured by the heart of God, things don't work out like we'd like to write the script. Gracia Burnham has spoken several times for World Radio, has in many ways been a real friend to that ministry and our movement. She's an amazing lady, and she will readily tell you that she could never have watched her husband die and then try to get up and go on and be the person God's calling her to be without the deep and abiding faith that there is a God with an unbelievably compassionate heart who has Martin by His side, and one day He will reunite them and heal the deep hurting wound that she will hold until that day. Because our God is a Father who hurts when we hurt and grieves when we grieve, who aches when we make mistakes, but looks down and says, I love you, and all I ask is that you let me love you and capture my heart. For once that has captured your heart, and only then can you be who I need you to be.